You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money Markets update for this Tuesday, the 10th of September. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The Australian share market moved 0.3% higher today as iron ore price recovered and the banks launched a full-scale rally with CBA and Macquarie both touching fresh highs. Westpac and NAB, meanwhile, hit seven-year records while ANZ came in just shy of a similar result. Westpac and NAB also released their monthly business and consumer confidence update, revealing a softening in the labour market, something that analysts say could translate into higher unemployment and potentially force a response from the Reserve Bank. For more on that, plus today's market moves, I spoke with Robert Levski. He is the Managing Director and Head of Investments at Activam Group.
Yeah, so Australian stocks have bounced back from sort of a recent downturn, supported by banks and the miners. The miners were helped in particular by the higher commodity prices. US stocks rallied overnight. They're up 1.1%, recouping some of last week's losses. The Australian dollar was up to 66 US cents, well off the nine-month high of 68 that was achieved around about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you mentioned commodity prices there and the iron ore prices obviously been trending lower recently. It seems to be getting a little bit more fuel behind it. Is that something that you expect to continue?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story there, Raina. So mining giants BHP and Rio were up 0.7 and 1% respectively today. This is, of course, following a decline in iron ore price rebounding sort of from $90 recently on fresh hopes that the sort of the Chinese government here is looking to stimulate the economy further. That's in relation, in response to some weaker than expected core inflation numbers, the weakest have been in 3 years. So this is really putting some pressure on the Chinese government to boost spending. A weak consumer demand is also putting some pressure on their growth target of 5% as well. So further stimulus is also expected to favour demand and the price of iron ore going forward.
Rob, you also spoke to the banks, which have been on a bit of a hot streak. We saw CBA and Macquarie touching fresh highs today. Is this something that analysts are perhaps worried about in terms of the banks maybe losing steam in the near future?
Yeah, you're spot on. So, yeah, CBA and Macquarie are sort of near all-time highs. Westpac and NAB also are near seven-year highs as well. You know, the CBA valuation is looking a little bit stretched. It's trading on a forward PE of above 20 times, which essentially is around 30% above fair value with a dividend of 4%. Macquarie is also attractive, probably in a relative sense, because it's having a more diverse revenue stream, where CBA is sort of more limited in terms of stream, focused on mortgages and lending. You know, many super funds have been pumping up those particular stocks due to sort of a lack of choice in the local market. I guess as the probability of a pullback is increasing, given the fact that the stocks keep rallying.
Speaking of the banks, we've had Westpac and NAB release their latest surveys on consumer confidence and business confidence, implying a softening of the labour market. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you're right. So the latest sort of monthly business survey indicates that business confidence sank into sort of negative territory in August. Business conditions also decline, though they still remain in positive territory for the time being. The fall in business conditions was driven by a drop in the unemployment part of the survey. It's fair to say that the weakening business conditions are leading to slower GDP growth and a softer labour market condition. This should further support the case for rate cuts going forward.
Finally, Robert, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Interest rate sensitive asset classes are looking good. We expect to see more upside from the smaller cap sectors, private equity as well. Gold should continue to do well given the uncertainty in markets. Global REITs are also starting to look attractive coming off a low base.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.